It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John, the Gospel of John. We're in the 6th chapter. Once again, we're going to read from the 6th chapter, verse 27 down through verse 38. We keep reading those verses. We've read them for a couple of times now as we've been together, but please just enjoy them once again. And it kind of brings it all back together, kind of helps us to remember where we've left off. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I would like to invite you to the study of the Word of God today, and please that you enjoy it. It's a precious time we have to come together and to read the Word of God. Now that you have opened your Bibles to John chapter 6, we'll begin reading with verse 27. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say to you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father gives me shall come to me. And him that comes to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Let's begin with prayer before we start the study today. Father, I ask that you will lead us now, guide us through your word, as we ask every time we come together and every time I proclaim the word in Bible study or in a preaching service or whenever, Father, we've come together and we have opened your word and maybe I'm just studying myself. I come and I ask that the Holy Spirit would teach me the way, teach me the truth, and guide and lead me through your precious word. It's your living word, it's your word, and I need the Holy Spirit to lead me through it. So, Father, I ask that not only will the Holy Spirit guide and lead me today, but also will guide and lead each and every one that's reading the words with me, your word, the living word, that it will guide and lead them as well to the knowledge, saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus, and then the growing time and the enjoying living time with you, Lord Jesus. Please guide and lead us now as we study your word that we may grow together, come to know you and come to grow with you. Please, Lord, help us to see your word today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have found the last time we were together, that we were down to the 30th verse, and again, I went all the way to verse 27. We've discussed 27, 28, and 29, and we're down to verse 30. In verse 30, it says, They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou them that we may see and believe thee? Now, it seems as though that they said, If we just see a sign, we'll believe you. Now, we looked up in 1 Corinthians, and I'm going to read that verse of Scripture for you once again. I read it last time we were together, but I want to read it again for you. 1 Corinthians, and we're in the first chapter, and we're in the 22nd verse, and it tells us, and we read some other verses besides that, and I am going to back up to verse 21 to begin, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Now I hope you listen very carefully to that word. He took the food by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Now, as you hear the preaching, the proclaiming of the Word of God today, I hope today will be the day that you'll come to the Lord Jesus and be saved. I hope the people, as they come into the house of the Lord, as they listen to the Word of God, that maybe today will be the day that they'll finally recognize God calls today is the day of salvation. You know, people talk so often that they don't want to put any pressure. You know, I don't want to pressure them. We need to pressure people. Do you think that that's not pressure when the Word of God says today is the day of salvation? What's that telling you? It's putting you right on the spot. It's telling you that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for you, that your sins can be forgiven, the sins can be taken away from you if you'll just come by faith to Jesus. And today is the day to do that. Not tomorrow, not the next day, but today. That's pressure. We're so worried about running somebody off that we just forget them and don't bother them, don't pressure them. They never see the light of the Lord Jesus because we don't take the Word of God to them, and they spend eternity in the lake of fire because of it. Now that should put some pressure on some believers. And let's kind of wake up to see what we have. Let's read verse 21 once again. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. I don't care how smart you get, how much schooling you go to, how much college, and how many degrees that you hold. You'll find that the smarter you get, many times the more foolish and ignorant you become concerning serving God and praising God and following after God, because you set so much upon your understanding and not upon the understanding of God. What's that tell us once again? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Will you please listen very carefully? On to verse 22. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness. Will you listen to the Word of God? Will you come today? Paul is very clear as he proclaims what God has had him to speak in his word concerning the way people, smart people, look at it. They study and they study and they study and they can quote everything but the Word of God. You need to search the Word of God and you need to understand it's the living Word and enjoy it. And please look for the leadership of the Holy Spirit and understand that the natural man seeks for a sign. And that's where we've left off here in John chapter 6, verse 30. For they therefore said unto him, what sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? We want a sign. They had seen miracle after miracle after miracle, and yet they continued to desire a sign. Paul spoke of it again in 1 Corinthians here, where it says, for the Jews required a sign. They had to have a sign, and Jesus was speaking to the Jews here. It's so sad that people continue to want proof, or they want a sign, they want something. We kind of ended last time with some maybe something that you thought was foolishness. When I said, you know, the car breaks down and people come and says, you know, what does that mean? Is that some sign to me? I have had, you know, you can't believe the different combinations and different things that people will think that there is some spiritual significance to this. There's something here that God's trying to tell me, and I just can't see it. And will you help me? What do you think that means? And I used a couple of examples there. You know, if the moon has some kind of a circle around it or is clouded a little bit, why, you know, they'll be looking up and say, well, what does that mean? You know, or they'll see something streak through the sky what does that mean? And I'm very clear, and I give them a very spiritual answer. I tell them that means there's a circle around the moon, or it's a little cloudy, or that means something was streaking through the sky. That's what that means. And again, it's so foolish, and maybe you're the folks that have done the same thing, and I don't mean to claim that you're foolish, and and ignorant in your thinking, but that's really what you're doing. You're looking at something and trying to find a sign to get God's will. Go to the Word of God. Pray unto your God if you know Jesus as your Savior. If you don't, you need to get on your knees and ask Him to come into your heart and save you. But pray unto Him for leadership and pour over the Word of God prayerfully and ask Him, please, that You would teach me Your Word. And don't be looking up into the sky or see that a dog walks across the street in a certain way and that must be a sign, or he crossed in front of your car and it was a black dog or it was a black cat or it was a white dog or whatever you want to have. Or again, it's something so foolish as my car broke down, so this is telling me something. Please look for the leadership of the Holy Spirit to guide and lead you in His Word. Not through some sign or wonder. God uses many things to direct us His way. But He will always share with you what those ways are by and through His Word. If you neglect to come into the house of God to study His Word, you'll probably always question and wonder where and what you're to be doing for the Lord Jesus. If you don't study your Word on a daily basis and sit down and enjoy it and search it and fellowship with the Lord and just ask Him to fill you with His presence and give me your leadership and I want to do what You want me to do, instead of that you're gawking up here and looking around there and waiting for all these things, and you're probably reading all this all these things concerning what's taking place in the world, and all of a sudden it's scaring you. You're being getting nervous. And, you know, what's this mean? Is this a sign from God? Look to the Word of God. Look to Him. Because, you see, this is His living Word. So look to Him by searching His Word and let the Holy Spirit teach you. Forget the sign. They're still looking for something else. What doth thou work? Let's see. Right in the middle of a page here, I have to go back and forth for this 30th verse. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? If he gives them a sign, they still don't believe. He performs more miracles, they still don't believe. You need to come by faith. Listen to the call of that Holy Spirit upon your heart and forget all the signs and the nonsense, because we find that the devil uses those things. And we've got a verse of Scripture here in a little while that we'll be looking up concerning that. Let's continue now as we look at the next verse. They go back to a sign, and they claim this to be a sign. It says here in verse 31, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them, He gave bread from heaven to them. Then Jesus said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. You know, as we look here, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. That's a quote back from Psalm 78, and we'll go back there just a minute, because I want you to be familiar with the Old Testament and how so often the New Testament is a quote from the Old Testament. And here's one of those places. And we find Psalm 78, and we'll go to verse 22 through verse 24. And it tells us here, because they believed not in God and trusted not in His salvation, though He had commanded the clouds from heaven and opened the doors of heaven, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven, they still did not. Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. As we look at the Word of God, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Now, if we look at the next verse, the Lord Jesus always knows what they're thinking. He says, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say to you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven. Number one, they seems like they think Moses had some special power here, and he did, because he had God's power and strength, and when he spoke, things happened. He was saying very clearly here, my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. They knew of the bread or the manna, as we read back in Psalms here, and as it was recorded here in verse 31, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He knew that there was food sent from heaven, to whether it was done from Moses' power or from God the Father's power. We know that it was God the Father's power that did it, that provided this wonderful food, this perfect food for them to eat. And they had a sign. Let's back up just a little bit. What's the very thing that these people have followed the Lord Jesus to get? Jesus looked into their heart when they arrived, says, you don't want me, you don't want eternal life, you don't want to repent of your sin and come to me. What you want is you want to be fed. What are we talking about again? Aren't we talking back about food again? What is the one example that they give? They ask. They said, what sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe? What doth thou work? And then what one thing did they record here? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. Are they still back to wanting food again? Are they choosing to follow Jesus because he met their physical needs? You see, maybe that's the reason that you're going to a certain church. You know, I'm familiar with some churches around in the area, and there's some churches that if you really want to be successful, that's the church you go to, because that's where all the important people go. It's not because that's where the Word of God is preached. It's because that's where the money is. And so that's where we're going to attend church, because that's where I want to go, because that's the place to be. And that way they will help me financially. They'll help me in my business. They'll help me to be able to get to the country club and in this place and that place. And that's what I want. So many churches are to fill that purpose. Physical need. These people were searching after the Lord Jesus. And the example they gave concerning a sign was what had came down from heaven when they were walking with Moses in the wilderness, and the Lord Jesus fed them for 40 years. He brought food down from heaven for them, manna from heaven, brought it down, and it came down for 6 days, and then they rested on the seventh. Now, if we would go back to Exodus 16, we can read about this just a little bit. Again, it's always important that we look here. We're recording concerning what our fathers did eat manna in the desert in the sixth chapter of John, and we're going to go back to Exodus where it refers to that. You know, it's important that each time when you're studying the Word of God, enjoying the living Word, that you go back and forth to the Old Testament, find out what really took place. Don't just read it and think, well, yeah, that's right, but you don't really know what it's speaking about. It's so important that you go back and use your Word, the living Word, that we may know more about the Lord Jesus. Exodus chapter 16, and we're going to begin with the 14th verse. Exodus 16, 14. When the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as a hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said to them, this is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded, gather it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more and some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, he that had gathered little had no lack. And they gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating, and when the sun was waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers, for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said to them, This is that which the Lord has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and seeth that ye will seeth, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there worms therein. Moses said, Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is a Sabbath, it shall in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. The Lord said unto Moses, How long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? And it just continues there. Isn't it something how they were clearly told to go out there on 5 days, pick up a certain amount per family member, do not keep it when you're finished with it, not try to store it over to the next day, because the next day there will be a certain amount enough for that day. And you know, we're told not to worry about tomorrow, for today has enough. And we worry so much about the future, and we fret about so much. We need to understand the Lord will take care of us today, and if He gives us tomorrow, He will care for us tomorrow. And we have such a beautiful picture here. And then we come to the Sabbath day, which is Saturday. And on that Sabbath day, then for 6 days, they're to pick up just a single helping, so to speak, that enough for them or their families, whatever it was. And then on the seventh day, they weren't to go out at all. Now, any other day that they would pick up more and keep it, it would stink and the worms would be in it. Except for when on the sixth day, when they prepared for the Sabbath, the sixth day they were to pick up twice as much, and the Lord would keep that so they had something to eat on the seventh day. Well, some didn't listen. They tried to keep it from the first day to the second, or the second to the third day, and they found it to have worms and to stink. Then we have some that refused and didn't pick up twice as much on the sixth day, fearing that it would do the same thing, didn't listen to the Lord. They feared and they did not listen to the Lord, and they didn't pick any up, thinking it would just stink and have worms in it anyway, so I'm not going to do it. Went out on the seventh day because they had no food to eat, and there was none. Now, why don't we listen to the Lord? Why don't we follow His leadership? When He tells us here, very clearly, concerning the work that needs to be done, if we'll back up just a little bit here, it tells us in verse 27, Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for Him hath God the Father sealed. Then they said unto Him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? They're not listening any better than the Israelites listened, nor do we listen today any better than they listened back here in John's time. What's the matter with us? You know, some 2,000 years now, we talk about how smart we have become. In God's power and strength, we have not become wise, we have become foolish. We have become stupid. We have become ignorant. Because as the men in Exodus, as the Israelites in Exodus, did not listen to God, they thought they could do it on their own way, they found out they could not. And that's exactly what will be found out today whenever God's time comes, whenever His patience are finished, whenever His anger is kindled to a point that He will turn, as He did. We're in the book of Judges. We've looked at time after time where a judge would be raised up to rescue the nation of Israel. And this past Wednesday night when we were studying that, we found them to worship the gods of the Philistines, the gods of Ammon, the gods of Balaam. There was a further list than that of gods that the Israelites turned to and turned away from the Lord. And it got to a place where they were so far away from the Lord, and the Lord's anger was kindled, and they finally recognized that those gods wouldn't do anything for them, and so they turned back, and they said, "We'll do anything that you want us to do." And it's not too often in the Word of God that we find God speaking to the nation of Israel and says, "You're in trouble, turn to your gods. Turn to all those gods that you want." And then they come back once again. And even though God had not said anything to them, they turned and they turned away and cast out those other gods that they were worshiping and began to worship the Lord God. I hope you do that. I hope you cast out the gods of this world, all those things you worship, and begin to worship the true God. And the only way you can begin to do that is to listen to what the Word of God's telling us. The Word of God tells us very clearly that we need to trust by faith in the Lord Jesus to be saved, to have everlasting life and not eternal death. Believe by faith. Are you going to be as the Israelites in the book of Exodus in the 16th chapter where they listened and then they did what they wanted to do and found that it didn't work? You're going to find the same thing. But by the time you find out it doesn't work, it's going to be like the people that didn't gather twice as much on the sixth day. They were hungry on the seventh and there was nothing to eat. The one that was scared to trust in the Lord Jesus and decided to store up some from one day to the next, thinking maybe tomorrow there won't be any. God's Word said, "I will take care of you and I'm going to do it every day." But they didn't trust Him. God says, "Come by faith." So you come by faith, but then you add baptism so that you can... That's not going to hurt, see? If I just say that baptism saves, I'm not really saying that, but I know the church I'm at believes that, and so but I sure like the church. I like the music. I like the people, you know, so I'm going to stay here, even though I don't really agree quite with it. And I don't know if when I'm saved, am I always saved? My church doesn't teach that, so I don't know what I believe. You don't know what you believe because you don't trust the Lord Jesus. You've never come by faith to Him. Don't add to it. You're going to find it stinks. You're going to find it has worms in it. You better look to the Lord Jesus and look to His way. You want a sign? These people wanted a sign. And I thought it was something how that sign is connected with food once again. Now we've been back to Exodus 16, we've kind of looked at what was taking place there, and this is what they're talking about. Our fathers did eat man in the desert, as is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. And then Jesus said to them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Jesus said to them, verse 35, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. But look at verse 36. But he said to you, but I said unto you, that ye also have seen me and believe not." You see, there's times that you can, they're looking right at the Lord Jesus. You're listening to the Word today. Maybe you listen to your preacher as he preaches the Word today. But you're just listening, you're looking, and you're not coming by faith and trusting in the Lord Jesus. Please, He is the bread of life. Next time we come together, we're going to look up some scripture verses back in 2 Thessalonians concerning the sign that many call for and things of that sort. Please, that you trust when He says, "I am the bread of life." And we have many verses of Scripture concerning that. I believe I have 7 different ones recorded here just in the book of John. I am. Will you trust in the I am today? Because that's his title. I am. Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus. Please, will you come to Jesus today? My dear friend, What are you going to do about Jesus?